What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here is an important stat. In plate appearances where Francisco Lindor has had Ain't No Mountain High Enough before he hits, he's 3-for-5, including the game-winning home run in yesterday's game against the Cubbies.
Well, I guess it's Ain't No Mountain High Enough then.
That's right. Then who cares if people are singing along or not? Hit the ball over the fence. The Mets are home tonight, taking on Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Yankees are out in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Another big performance by Aaron Judge, who's back over 400. The Yankee bats continue to pound, and now they go to the Seattle Mariners to play three games before an off day Thursday. And then, yes, the big Subway Series, which we'll spend more time on coming up this week, will actually be live at Yankee Stadium on Friday. We'll be in the building. Tommy's got decisions to make because I've asked him a few times. At first, he said, between Mets-Yankees versus the Knicks potential Game 6. First, he said Subway Series. Since then, he has said Knicks.
Yes.
I assume you're still on the Knicks train.
We are. I mean, it is war times. This is the big brother sort of coronation, if you will, in person of the Subway Series. I will be staying for the Juan Soto at-bat, maybe even the top half of the first inning. And then I will be leaving, and I will be going to Madison Square Garden if someone wants to pay for me, or I will be going home and watching both games.
By the way, speaking of going to Madison Square Garden, so Tommy's going to be in the building tonight. It's not because of me. You know, he's not, you know, under my breast.
Right.
It's somewhere else.
That's an image.
Are you going to... Well, like, he's like my child.
Yeah, gave birth to me. You're breastfeeding me.
And, yeah, basically, yes.
Okay.
When you go to the game tonight, which someone else is paying for,
yes.
Will you buy this person... burgers, drinks, programs, or are you going to be Tommy, which is
short arms, deep pockets? I'm the last of the big spenders. I will be purchasing, I would assume, several beers. Now, knowing this person the way I know Carrie, I imagine she doesn't eat a lot during the games because she's so nervous and wound up and tightened up. So I'm assuming she's going to want more of a wet dinner, which would be the alcohol-wise. By the way, we also have Chase Lounge tickets.
Oh,
so,
nice.
What's the deal there?
Big time, man.
Are those freebies? Can I just grab? Hey, so I bought these beers.
The Chase Lounge I took you to. You don't remember this?
I was just telling Sean I remember that, but I don't remember the transaction.
The way the Chase Lounge works, and it's too late to do it tonight if you've got tickets to the Garden, but if you're a Chase customer, which I am,
right.
You can sign up like a month in advance or a few weeks in advance, and no charge. Just being a Chase customer, you can access this lounge. I took Tommy there for Game 1 Knicks Heat 2 years ago.
Do you remember when it closes? Is it a halftime thing or is
it definitely stays open through the first quarter.
And can you bring beer or alcohol outside of it or do you have
to stay in? So I don't think beer is free. What I remember is the waters are free.
Yes, that makes sense.
There's like some like little kind of things to eat.
Right. It's cool. It's a good setup.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's not bad. You get what you pay for, which is you're not paying anything. So, you know, it's not the most luxurious stuff, but the fact that you get anything just for being a Chase customer is pretty cool, but alcohol is not free. You're going to get five beers. You can bring the carry from
there. No alcohol anywhere. It will be free unless you're paying for it, like in a suite. Hey, I'm in a suite. But you paid, somebody did.
So there's
paid for the suite.
You're sort of right, but wrong on one account.
What's that?
In general, you're right. No matter how premium a seat you are, usually, unless it's a luxury suite, alcohol isn't free. There is a section in Citi Field in which the alcohol is on the ticket. So I forget the name of the club, but it's the lower level seats at City Field. First five rows, like really fancy. Last year,
how much is that ticket?
Last year or the year before, the Mets were playing the Dodgers, and the game got moved from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock because of horrible weather. And I said to my wife, I bet you we can get like cheap tickets.
Yeah.
You know, just people aren't used to the fact that they changed the time at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
So we dropped, and by cheap, you know, $200.
Right.
So still expensive, but not what it normally is.
But they were in those seats.
It was in those seats. Dude, all the alcohol was free. Didn't know what to do with ourselves. My wife looks at me and says, why don't we get seasons here?
All right.
I'm like, are you serious? You think I'm making Francesa money here? Like, what are you talking about? So other than that, though, you're right. Like, most seats don't include booze. They'll include food, which is really cool. But the alcohol, you'll actually have to buy. So tonight, with Kerry, a great caller to this radio station, big Knick fan, who's kind enough to take Tommy to the game, you're actually going to have to take your credit card.
Damn, now. I left my wallet at home. No,
buy her a few drinks. Not just one drink. A few drinks, because it's a stressful night.
Absolutely. No, the reason I asked that about the Chase Lounge is because I'm trying to avoid a line. I'm thinking I can go swoop in there, grab a couple brewskis, and then head right out. I don't want to miss a lot of game action. And I'm assuming even with people dropping $3,000, there's still going to be lines for the concessions. So I'm trying to avoid the hassle of that.
That I can't tell you.
Because that makes me think that's why you can't leave the Chase Lounge with alcohol. That's my guess.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, because the one time I've been in the Chase Lounge was before the game, so I don't know what that looks like 5 minutes into the game. Maybe it's empty, because people actually do want to see the game.
I'm trying to think of the last time I was at the Garden, other than for the Giants 100 thing. We also went to see a show there. I'm trying to think when I went the last time I was there for a game.
Well, we took you to a game last year. We were in a luxury suite for Knicks Blazers. Knicks blew them out.
That's right.
Yeah,
I do
crushed them.
That.
Absolutely crushed them. Let's get to some of your phone calls. A lot on the table today. If you've missed any of the program, you can always rewind on the Odyssey app between how to approach the Hakimich strategy, what the Knicks have to do tonight to take game four. We've also got into what Knick players were saying after game three, which was concerning, that they lacked urgency, and the latest on Francisco Lindor, who decided to shock Met fans changing up his music.
You know why I didn't remember that game, Evan?
Mm-hmm.
I barely watched the game.
Yeah, it was barely watchable.
Not even because it was barely watchable. Because we were in a suite.
Yeah, the suite was pretty bad.
And I talked to the people in the suite for the entire game.
Yeah, no, that was... You're right. I think the one thing you remember is that we all bet first basket.
Yes.
And when it hit...
That's right.
It was the one time I high-fived the Knicks basket.
That's right. It was Dante.
And then the rest of it, I was talking to people in the
That's
suite.
That's right.
Yes. Let's get to Mark in Westport, Connecticut. How are you, Mark?
Hey, good. How you doing, Evan?
We're good. What's up?
Listen, great show. Tommy and Evan, your excitability is through the roof and awesome. And Tiki, you bring Jazzy Tom, and it's just so welcome.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
it's a great
you.
Team.
Thank you.
So here's, you got it, man. So my Hakimich strategy, and maybe it's been put out there because I can't listen all the time, but have him try and make the first foul shot, right? Because every once in a while, you know, he finds it.
Right.
And then, you know, he's not going to make the second one. Have him whip it off the rim and then sprint back on defense, avoiding everybody, even if he has to go into the stands and have a hot dog, just to get the hell out of there so they can't foul him. And then you have Ananobi and Hart flying through the air trying to get the rebound off him trying to whip it off the rim. So I'm like Loogie. I looked at the pretty girls in math, so I don't know what the math is for this. But anyway, what do you think?
Well, the math is unexplainable, because are you basically saying Mitch should purposely miss the second free throw since he's going to miss it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Sprint back on D just in case you don't get the offensive rebound and hope that maybe you can get a tip-in. I mean, sure, why the hell not? What's so unexplainable about the Mitch thing is that right now in the postseason, he is making 48% of his free throws. If you look at his career, like this season, he shot 66%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but he's not this bad.
But he didn't play a lot of this season, too. And he missed a lot of time in previous seasons as well. So let's spend 100 shots on the line, you know, after whatever. This is not happening.
But his career marks show you he's better than the way he's performed. Listen to his career free throw percentages through the years. It started off at 60%. Okay, not bad. You take that. Goes down to 57%. Then it goes down to 49%. Then it goes down to 48%. Then it goes down to 48%. Then it's 40%. And then this year, limited amount of time, it shot back up to 69%. So it does feel mental.
Right.
Because he started at least halfway competent. It's gone down every year. Then this year during the regular season, it was decent. And now it's added up during these hack strategies.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the pressure of being put on the spot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because that's basically what this is. Joe Mazzulla is putting Mitch Robinson on the spot. We're hacking you because you can't score and we need you out of the game. And sometimes that pressure gets to you.
Yeah.
It's just instead of being, oh, I got fouled, I'm taking a shot, let me just see if I can make one. And you're not thinking about it. You're actually thinking about it.
Right.
Like you're trying to avoid, don't foul me type of thing. And now you get fouled and you're on the line.
Let's go to Larry in upstate. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Evan. I wanted to ask you, you said about the alcohol, it was unlimited. Because I went to an Oakland A's game last year behind home plate. They gave you three drinks. But when they gave you a drink, they ripped off the thing for the wristband, only three per person. So if you're getting unlimited where them seats are, I mean, there could be like, some trouble with lawsuits if somebody gets too hammered.
No. So the way they handle that, at least I would assume at Citi Field because they're very responsible, it is unlimited. They're not giving you like a ticket for two or three. Right. But I think what they probably tell their bartenders to do is keep an eye on people.
Right. Do not let it become a dangerous situation.
Because you are right, it could be.
Yeah.
But I think to the discretion of the bartender in terms of, all right, you've had enough.
I think that's right.
We're cutting you off.
I think that's right. And by the way, that's part of the job of a bartender. Forget it, Citi Field.
Right.
I'm talking about just anywhere. And now look, some of them are irresponsible and they just ply you until you're unconscious. But I would think, especially at baseball games where it's very public when people are drinking, it's not like you're with your buddies and your friends in a closed environment. You're public.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people sitting there. A bartender can't let someone get crazy drunk at a public event.
No question. So tonight, the name of this section is the Delta Sky 360 Club. And the only reason I knew about it is, like I mentioned last year, or right. It may have been 2 years ago. I forget the actual year. I think it was. I bought those tickets, you know, spur of the moment with my wife. I didn't even know the drinks would be unlimited. But on a night like tonight, which I think is the perfect night to do this, because the Knicks are playing, so you figure, okay, maybe brings the prices down a little bit. It's a Monday night, brings down the prices a little bit.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens is pitching, so that view behind the plate is going to be pretty insane. You know,
right.
To watch this kid pitch, you could get tickets, $335 a ticket. $335, you get a crazy-ass seat, unlimited drinks. Tiki's thinking about going there.
I don't know if I'm going to drink that much.
Not yet.
It's just because I have my car with me.
That's true.
That's true.
But yeah, that's the only seat I've ever come across. Not that I've been to every sports venue, obviously, where they actually include the drinks. Usually, it's just unlimited food, and then you buy the drinks. Scott's in Manhattan. Hey, Scott.
Tiki, Marash, Rudy, hello.
What's up?
Hello.
First, I have two quick points on the Lindor song. You talking, Evan, you particular, we're talking about Ain't No Mountain High as it's not a sing-along. That song is like the premier sing-along. First of all, it's even, I would say, a bigger song than My Girl. And also, it's not, it was in Remember the Titans, but that song is I mean, I just looked it up. 1.7 billion streams. My Girl, 1.1 billion streams.
But do you, but it's not even about popularity, because I ain't arguing that. I'm saying when they bring down the music at Citi Field, the way they do with My Girl, are we going to get 40,000 people singing? Ain't 100. No.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%. And right. So I got kind of getting worried that My Girl was, to be honest, it was getting kind of into the Sweet Caroline territory for me.
Oh, you can't say that. You can't. It's only been happening for a year. It's not like it's been going on for that long. Plus, it's a cool song. I disagree
with
that. You
mean in a negative way?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's just played out?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
There's not so many times you can hear, bop, 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 and it's My Girl that might got there.
No, because Sweet Caroline has been around for a million years. This My Girl thing, not that the song hasn't been around for a while, but the phenomenon was less than a year old, or maybe a year old, in terms of when it really picked up. And you had the crowd singing. And then you threw in the playoffs last year. Because remember, there were a lot of small crowds early last year. So even
was he doing this? Was it last year?
Yes. Dude, the playoffs were electric. The playoffs were a vibe.
Why don't I remember that in the playoffs?
Because you were concerned with things that matter, not right. People singing.
I just wasn't paying attention to it.
Which
is new to me this year.
But that's the point, that you can't say it's gotten old. Then.
Yeah.
If it's still new to you, then it's, you know. It's still,
that's me. I don't go to Met games as much as you do.
No, but I think a year is not old. I don't think it's gotten old. Now, maybe Francisco's thinking ahead and saying, I don't want this to become cliched, so let me get rid of it before it does become old. Scott's in the car. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
I don't know if you remember me. I called last week. Remember my wife let me go to the game?
Yes.
The Boston game.
Oh, right. Yes.
All right. So I was the kid in the Jalen Brunson jersey in the video outside the stadium getting, you know, I'm sure you guys saw the videos of the brawls.
No. What happened? What, in Boston, you were wearing a Jalen Brunson jersey? What happened?
Well, this was outside the game. There was a little scuffle. It was in the post. It was on the team. It was all over the place.
Well, hold on. Let me get this straight. So where was the scuffle? Was the game in Boston or the game over the weekend?
No. It was the game on Wednesday. Remember, okay. I said my wife let me go.
You I remember that part. That your wife let you go. Okay. You're going to Boston.
We talked to you before. Before all this happened, because you were almost
there.
Before
the game. So this was after the game. Soon as we left the stadium, you know, people were chirping at me, and I was wearing a Brunson jersey. Got into a scuffle, and all of a sudden, my phone's blowing up. There's videos everywhere. But the worst part is that I got a broken patella. And it wasn't from the people that I was in the scuffle with. So if you could use your imagination, you could tell who injured me.
Now, I'm trying to use my imagination. Was it your wife? I mean, I don't know anymore.
The law enforcement.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Jeez.
So now I got to get surgery. And
I have a lawsuit on your hands if that happens. Well, hold on. Walk me through this real quick, Scott. Not even about the law enforcement part. You're outside of the arena. You're wearing your Brunson jersey.
Yeah, Sean just found the video, so we'll see it.
Yeah, now my friend has the Starks jersey on.
Okay, what did you do? Like, were you screaming? Were you chanting? Like, take me through how this all went down.
I was basically just leaving the place, and people were chirping at me. One thing led to another. They flipped the hat off my head, and it got on from there. But what you don't see, what you don't hear, is that. Again, I got multiple broken bones in my kneecap, and now I need to get surgery, but you don't read about that in the paper or anything like that. They just, you know.
Wow.
No, you're bringing That's it up terrible. Now. So what the hell happened? So someone roughed you up? Police officer roughed you up? Roughed you up, as I try to say?
Basically, yeah. Watch the video. They watch how they threw me. There was four kids on me, and they grabbed me out of all people.
All right, we're going to analyze the video. Sorry you had to deal with that, man.
Yeah, right. Analyze it. No, it's all right, man.
All right, no, I just got it. That's terrible, man. I feel sorry for you, man. I feel bad for you.
No, it's all right. Yeah, I feel bad, too. And now, so I went to Philly last year and Cleveland the year before that for, you know, playoff games. I like to go away for the games, but I don't think my wife's going to let me go anywhere anymore.
No, I get you.
I mean, with the cracked up knee, you're probably not going anywhere anytime soon anyways, but get well,
man. No.
Feel better, dude.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you, man. Jeez. I remember when he called up, too. His wife was letting him go up to Boston. He goes up there. And he gets involved in a scuffle with Celtic fans, and a police officer roughs him up. You analyzing the video right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I mean, it's
did he say anything?
At least three officers. No, I mean he's fighting. He's scuffling with one of the other, I don't know, Boston fans, and then the three police officers. There's four of them, but three of them go grab him.
Of course, they go after the New Yorker.
Yeah, meanwhile, and the kid in the white shirt, who's the Boston fan, just takes off and goes down the street.
Jeez, that's unbelievable. Well, let's treat those Bostonian fans with respect tonight, all right? We may be enemies in sports, but we're not enemies in life. So if there's someone wearing a Jason Tatum jersey, just tell him he sucks. That's all.
Chant Boston Chuckers. That'll teach him. I would imagine that there will be, and maybe there will be, but I doubt there'll be any Boston fans tonight.
Well, that's what I predicted.
Monday night.
I predicted that for Saturday, and it's funny. I guess it was about 10 minutes to go in the game. I had to make a quick run to CVS. So I actually listened to them on the radio, which I very rarely do because I like to DVR it. But the game was out of reach. It was the fourth quarter. Let me check it out. And I apologize. I forget the name of the play-by-play voice, but I know Monica McNutt. And the play-by-play voice says, wow, you can hear the... No, I'm sorry. Monica says, wow, you can hear a Let's Go Celtics chant. And I'm like, really? And as she says that, the play-by-play guy's like, no! That's not what they're chanting. They were chanting something about the refs. And Monica's like, yeah, you know what? I think you're right. And I'm like, damn, so really there weren't any Celtic fans there because that would have been the moment for Celtic fans to get loud.
Knicks fans were quiet and probably left.
Right. And so if there were Celtic fans, you would have heard it. And honestly, I didn't hear any of it on Saturday. So I think I was right that they didn't invade. Now, is there a better chance with the series at 2-1? It is a Monday, like Tommy pointed out. It's a little bit more difficult to travel. But I'm telling you, fans react sometimes on where they are in the series. So the fact it's 2-1 and now the Boston fan feels momentum's on their side, I mean, they're cocky.
Yeah, I mean, they should be. They had 20-point leads in both games. Actually, now all three games, and two of them they lost, and this one they won. So it feels like the momentum is back on their side.
Did you hear our boy Dave Portnoy? We need to be fair, because we played Dave Portnoy after the Celtics lost game two. And we mocked him for how scared he sounded. To be fair to him, would you like to hear Dave Portnoy after the Game 3 victory?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Tommy. We got to be fair to him. We got to mock him after losses. We got to hear what he has to say after wins. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Portnoy after the Celtics destroyed the Knicks.
Oh, f***ing Knicks fans. Bing bong, Jerry O'Connell. Hey, f***ing Tracy Morgan, shh, Ben Stiller, shh, Sting, shh, Bad Bunny, shh, all you Knicks fans who paid $1 million for those tickets. It's 2-1 Knicks, but the series is over. You didn't think like you guys played good in game one and two, did you? Like we're missing empty gym threes. You guys stink. You stink. You f***ing stink, and you sit there and you do your party and bing bong and this and that. But to a man, you know you don't belong in the same building with us. We're the Celtics. 18 world championships. They're making documentaries about us. Even the people, your players, they put in the crowd, Larry Johnson and Patrick, you and their cute players. Zero rings amongst them. You guys are just like a second-rate franchise, Spike Lee, shh, everyone, Timothy Shambalambe, shh, all of you guys jumping around, and you knew it. I give you credit. Celebrate when you can. We missed a million threes at the two worst shooting games of the season, but that wouldn't last. We're the world champs. We're 18 world championships with Red Auerbach. We have banners coming out of our cold. You knew that when it left. I'm not saying we win the championship this year. There's a lot of good teams. OKC, Denver. I'd even say, like, Indiana and Cleveland. Very good. But you guys, the Knicks, you stink. You're not good. You didn't beat us in game 1-2. We couldn't hit open threes. That wouldn't last. That's our offense. That was our offense. This is what we do. We shoot threes. So, yeah, you're up 2-0. But now doesn't it feel like you're down 3-0? Like you have no soul, no pulse, no life. Go around and bing bong and this and that. But you knew it and I knew it. You never had a chance. Bing bong, everybody. The Knicks.
There is a part of the so bing good. Bong is was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's outdated,
it's
but
so,
that's
it's so outdated.
There's a part of me that wants to see the Knicks win the series just to see how he reacts. Like I have to admit, as a Knick hater, there is a part of me that's like playing that Portnoy reaction to losing Game 6 in at the Garden and Knick fans advancing. I don't know. I'd be kind of curious, but that was very funny. That actually cracked me up. So we want to be fair because we did play him after the Celtics were down 0-2, and he seemed beaten, even though he said he wasn't beaten. And here he is with that full Boston cockiness. And those people down in Boston are up in Boston. They've got the cockiness. Now, one thing that may give them even more hope is the status of Karl-Anthony Towns. Should we be concerned that Cat is even more injured than we realize? And so I want to play something for you.
Okay.
And you tell me what's going on with Karl-Anthony Towns, who is very, very important to the New York Knicks in terms of winning game 4 and, dare I say, winning this series.
Right. Critical if he needs to start shooting better.
No question. So there was a moment in game 3 where it looked like he injured his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people on social media or anyone watching the game looked as if Karl-Anthony Towns used his mouth, so we're reading his lips, to say, "I broke it." Okay. Now, I'm glad that there was a beat reporter after the Knicks loss who asked Karl-Anthony Towns about it. Because when Kat was asked about the injury, his first answer was, it is what it is, I'm fine. But then a reporter said, well, hold on a second, Carl. We all saw, or at least the sleuths on social media, mm-hmm. saw you move your mouth.
Right.
And it certainly looks like you said it's broken. So here is the exchange between Karl-Anthony Towns and said reporter after the Knicks loss in Game 3 concerning his hand situation.
From the breeders on Twitter were saying, but you said that you broke something.
It is what it is. I'm going to keep finding ways to play, so I ain't tripping.
Did you get an x-ray or anything?
I'm going to let them tell you that. What happens in this locker room stays in the locker room.
Is that not confirmation that he broke something in his hand?
Yeah, I mean,
or his fingers or
why
whatever?
Why would you not? It's his left ring finger appears to be where the issue is that he potentially broke. But if you broke it, unless it was in the down near where the base of your finger is, I'm not sure you would know it was broken.
Mm.
Right? Because the only place it really would move would be down here, down close to your knuckle. And if it's broken down there, then I don't know how you're playing. I guess you could tape your fingers together. It's going to be painful, but it's just pain. So his cryptic answer was what you have to do when you don't want to tell the opposing team that you have a broken bone.
Right.
And so it's what you do. And he'll probably tape both hands because that's how you keep them guessing. Because in real time, who can tell right from left? You know what I mean? And so it sucks, especially if it affects him. But at this point, you got to play through it.
Well, and to your point,
and you know he is going to.
He didn't, he's on the floor. How would he know if he broke it or not?
Yeah.
Like, something felt off with his ring finger, but it's not like, you know, he could self-diagnose in the middle of it,
unless it's broken, down in between your knuckle on your hand and a knuckle in the middle of your finger. If that's broken, you can tell. Because it's just not going to move. It's going to not, you're going to have control.
Can you play through that?
Of course, yeah, you can play though. You just tape your fingers together,
right?
And it stabilizes a little bit, but it's painful, dude.
It's painful.
Broken bones are painful.
Oh, no doubt. But so, is it a pain tolerance thing where you could play through it? It's painful, or is it going to affect his shot if it is the case?
Well, I mean, he's right-handed, so luckily, probably not. But it's going to affect his rebounding.
Mm.
It's going to affect his defense. Probably he can't grab on anybody anymore. Like all those, I mean. Dunking is probably going to be hard,
but
just be a shooter. So actually, it might not affect him that much,
mm.
but he'll play through it. Well, you can get stuff. Like, pain is simple. It's the easiest thing to I don't know, fix, so to speak. You either don't...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mind it, or you get something that dampens it a little bit.
Right.
Now, when you do that, you risk further injury, but if it's broken, you're not risking much further injury.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
And he's going to play through anything. And honestly, they need him. At the top of the show, we were talking about what the Knicks need here in Game 4. And to me, it's Jalen Brunson playing like that superstar, which he's capable of doing. Like, he hasn't had three straight mediocre to bad games in a row in the postseason. He's so due for a 40-burger. He's due for one of those Jalen Brunson get-on-my-back kind of performances. But one other thing that would be helpful... Is Karl Anthony Towns supplying a lot offensively? Because here's the thing about Cat. You watch him, and this is probably the infuriating thing about him, getting to watch him full-time for this full season. Obviously, in the past, he was just a guy we would watch, you know, five, six, maybe eight times a year as an opposing player. There are times in which you watch him and say, no one can stop him.
Right.
There are times you watch him against the Celtic defense and say, he's unstoppable. And so it's frustrating that when you see a player who looks so unstoppable that he doesn't be more aggressive and try to continue being that player that I think he can be.
He can be, but it's also he's also a finesse player, and he knows he's really good at being a finesse player, being around the perimeter, shooting three-pointers, and things of that nature. The thing that I'm, you know...
But I don't think they could stop him in the post. He's a great big-man shooter, but honestly, he gets a ball down low. I think at times he's unstoppable.
But the question is, what's he most comfortable with? Now, mystery I'm trying to solve... The photos I'm looking at are when he hurt his finger.
Yeah.
But his finger's already taped. And so I'm wondering if this is it's already been broken.
So when he said it's broke, it may have just been like, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's already broke.
Right. Because his ring finger on his left hand was taped for the game.
Mm.
So it's not like he did it. And I don't know.
But the mouthing of it doesn't match that part of the story. Because he kind of shakes and goes, I broke it.
No, but it could be.
But if it was already broken, you wouldn't say it that way.
I'll tell you how it could be. It could be, at least.
Okay.
Someone could have been like, oh, is your hand okay? And you're like, it doesn't matter. It's already broke.
Right.
Can't that be confirming? It doesn't matter at this point. It's broke.
I agree.
I think we're judging what a mouth reader says.
Good point.
Which is, I broke it. Or it could have just been saying, as Evan is surmising, it's broken.
Yeah.
And so it's like, whatever, it's broken. It's pain broke. Sucks.
It's been broken for a while. Right. Nothing new here.
It's broken. It sucks. I'm going to be in pain every now and then.
Right.
But it is what it is. So if someone's, we didn't hear him say, I broke it. True. That means it happened real time. It's broken. It could have been done a week ago, a couple games ago. Who knows?
I just still don't understand how any of this is legal.
What?
How the hell is the Knicks injury report, again, clean with no mention of it? Like,
he's playing through it.
I understand.
It's the same thing in the NFL.
No.
If you practice, you don't have to be on injury report.
But in the NFL, though, because even if you practice, you still have to list certain things. You're probable but with a certain injury.
But if you're a full participant and it's just, it's hideable, you don't have to list it. I'm just telling you, that's how it works.
I know. I just have I struggle with this because I feel like the NFL does go through a couple different loops. I mean, we blatantly know something happened to the finger. We heard his post game to list nothing on the injury report, just like Brunson with the ankle previously. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we're not there yet. We're going to eventually get to dangerous territories having to do with gambling in the NBA.
But what's the issue?
Yeah,
if the guys are going to play, which they are, then what does it matter?
Yeah. Here's the issue. And maybe it doesn't affect us because we're just watching it through the prism of we know what's going on in the series. But there are people out there that aren't locked in like we are to every minute of the series that tonight will go, oh, you know what? I think Carl Anthony Towns is going to go for 25 or more points and bet the game. Look, nothing on the injury report. He's fine. And by doing that, you're kind of shadily hiding what people are putting money on.
But correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know.
And that's the big deal with the NFL.
No, but maybe I'm wrong in saying this. Isn't the injury report just about if you're going to play or not? So if he's playing, it doesn't matter if he's affected by an injury that could hurt a prop bet. The bottom line is he's playing. That's why you've got probable, questionable, doubtful. Right.
But that's why you're supposed. But that's why when you're playing, you're always listed as probable.
But what's the point of
the
that?
The point is at least acknowledging you're probable with the outlier of just know he is nursing something.
I personally don't see an issue with it. Like, to me, if the guy's going to play, he doesn't need to be on the injury report. I always thought it was weird in Fugazi back in the day when Belichick would always list Tom Brady as probable with a shoulder. It's like, he's playing. What are we doing?
It's because of the gambling. It's to give you that out. I'm telling you.
But it doesn't change anything gambling-wise. What does it change gambling-wise? He's playing.
He's playing, but you may have second thoughts on putting your hard-earned money on something involving Carl Anthony Towns if you're unaware of what happened in Game 3. Now, you might say, hey, well, you better be aware. But a lot of people aren't. A lot of people aren't invested. And that's why the NFL takes care of it. I'm just saying, these leagues are partnering with these gambling websites, and this is shady stuff by the NBA. It is.
All right. I don't see it that way, but maybe a lot of people agree with you. I have no idea. I just look at it as the guy playing or not. That's the only thing that I personally care about when watching these games.
That's all
playing,
that matters.
Not playing.
And that's really all that matters.
Let's go to Alex in Connecticut. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, Evan. Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's good.
You know, I wanted to talk to you because I know you asked me, you know, when would I get concerned as a Celtic fan? Now, obviously, I wasn't really concerned in the third in the game three. Oh, by the way, you know, I traveled to Hutch as well. And from the days that I used to argue with Francesa, Red Sox, Yankees, I used to pull off right at just before 17 North exit. There's the reservoir.
There you go.
There's
that's where I'm going to pull over in honor of you arguing with Mike and maybe to win the Nets the lottery.
Yes, that's where you pull over. And I've had the troopers stop me and say, what are you doing? I said, well, I needed to, you know, talk on the phone, and they left me alone.
Right.
And I used to argue with Mike from there.
There you go.
That's smart.
Yeah, so
that's a good, anyway, that's a good reason to stop.
Yeah, and I'm sure the trooper's like, fine, I'd argue with Mike too. Go ahead.
we'll tune in.
But with Missoula, You knew that the approach was different because if you notice, even when the Knicks were running off, you know, 6-7, I think they even got the 8 points. He called timeout even as they were pushing the ball up the court. He just called timeout. He was not going to let them get to double digit runs.
Yes,
and he was going to snip it into it. He coached the game differently and a lot better than he did the last two.
I agree with you. I think one of the things you have to do, there's a lot of jobs an NBA coach has. One of the most basic things that's so important is when to call a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 1,000% right, especially because the Knicks have shown you in this series, no lead is safe.
Right.
And so if you're Joe Mazzulla, you want to stop it any way you can.
If you let a run keep going, the Knicks aren't going to slow down. And we saw those both times in game one and game two. I think one got 21-2 or whatever it was. And so you just learn your lesson. It's as simple as that. And I think that's what makes a good coach. Someone who's not making the same mistakes, coaching-wise, over and over and over again.
Now, we asked, because he referenced last week, I said, okay, Celtic fans remain very confident. When would you be worried? When would you be worried? Is it not till they're down 3-0? So I want to frame that to a Knicks fan and say, all right, you were up 2-0. You won two games up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You lost game three at Madison Square Garden the way they did. When would you, if you're a positive Knicks fan, get nervous? And I'm going to ask Tommy that question in a few minutes. And I'm already debating in my head when he would be nervous. Because knowing him, he'd say, I wouldn't be nervous till we lose the series. But we'll get that answer soon. Let's go to Steve in Houston. How are you, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Listen, I need the Knicks to win because my wife thinks Sam Cassell is good looking. So you know that's bad. And of course, in the Rock. But quickly, Evan, just think about what we're arguing about. Walk-up songs for one of the greatest shortstops ever play for the Mets, and we're worried about walk-up songs. Let's enjoy it. Let's come together, right?
Let's come together.
There you go.
Right now.
Long live the Rico. You guys keep rocking it, man.
All right, appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much. Tommy Lugauer, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Obviously, you're still very confident about the Knicks. You believe in the Knicks. You put your whole legacy and guarantee that they're going to win in six.
I did.
Obviously, you're not worried after a game three loss.
I am not.
Would you be worried if they lost tonight?
I would not.
Really?
I will start to worry because they've been road warriors this playoffs when they lose game five.
So if
when
they lose
on the road.
If they lose tonight 2-2, and I even said this earlier, like, series isn't over. I don't buy that over hyperbolic action, like, oh, the Knicks are dead now. Why? They've won on the road. So I actually partially agree with you. But that ride home from Boston, down 3-2.
All 4 hours of it.
That's panic, Tommy.
Drive home, Rico.
Yeah, when they're on the verge of elimination. Right?
Panic is probably the wrong word, but I will start to get frustrated a little bit and a little bit cranky, but they still have a shot in the series.
But even then, I wouldn't be worried. You know what? Protect home court, win game six, game seven, anything can happen. See, I just did positivity for you.
If you want to hear from negative Tommy, or you want to hear from positive Tommy? So negative Tommy, what he's thinking is, boy, that Friday night, that could be a long night for my DM mentions and on Twitter. If we take a whooping at Yankee Stadium and the Knicks get eliminated.
And you get a double?
That could be a double whammy.
That could be
and
a
I'll
double
be on the
whammy.
Air here on Saturday, so I'll be taking your calls. But I'm confident here. The playoffs have been insane. Like, there's no home court advantage. So I will say this, even though the Celtics, when they do win games, they steamroll, I think even in a loss tonight, you can take a little solace if it is close. Like, if the Celtics win by, whatever, three or something like that.
That would break your spirit?
No, that would give me a ton of confidence because they've been so good on the road.
No, I'm sorry. If they blew you out, that's my question.
It is. I said this during the regular season. When they were getting crushed by the elite teams, it's sobering. It's hard to have your wings. It's hard to have your muscles when your team's losing by 30 points and they come out in these games and give you nothing.
You mentioned what you said during the regular season. It's funny that you would say such a thing. I have something on my phone I'd like to play for you. I didn't send it to Tommy because I want to play it.
All right.
This is from the regular season, okay?
This is regular season Tommy.
This is regular season Tommy.
Is this
positive regular season Tommy? Or
I'm just going to play
it for
you.
This is bad Tiki Tommy.
This could be DeLulu Tommy.
This is from April 9th. I even say in the clip, this is April 9th. So I'm reaffirming it's April 9th.
Okay.
And this is a conversation we had with Tommy Lugauer, so here we go. You ready?
Is this recorded with his permission?
Yeah, what is this, Watergate? What am I, Richard Nixon?
Well, this is from our podcast. You could just, anybody can screen grab our podcast.
I can confirm this was factual audio.
Thank you. This is factual audio from Evan and Tiki, April 9th. You ready?
I was just making sure Tommy was aware that he was being recorded. Well, but I didn't realize it was from our show.
Yeah,
our podcast.
I did secretly record it.
In fact, I'll do you one better, Tiki. You were off this day, so you have yet to hear this.
Oh, interesting.
Is that true? He was off this day?
Yeah, this was the famed I ripped Peter LaViolette in the open day.
Oh, who's that famed for, by the way?
Sean and his mom.
Who remembers the open of you killing Peter LaViolette?
As Tommy said, me and my mom.
Okay, just making sure.
So this was April 9th or 8th?
I think I have it as April 9th, but it's in the clip. So you ready? Here we go.
If the Knicks and Celtics are lucky enough to face each other in an Eastern Conference semifinals, right now on April 9th, Tommy Lugauer, how will that series go?
Sigh.
Celtics in six.
Okay.
Celtics in six. Okay. Thank you very much.
There you go. Regular season Tommy believed Celtics in six.
Yeah, that was from April 9th. That was regular season. And then before the series, I guaranteed a Knicks victory in six.
I understand. You don't have to
I'm just curious why you played that.
To show the evolution of regular season Tommy to postseason.
To show how in step you are with me, who said also Celtics in six.
You did.
You gotta evolve. We're all about evolution here.
Me and Sean didn't evolve. I had Celtics in five. He had Celtics in four. We've already gotten that one completely wrong. Let's go to Edwin down in Atlanta. How are you, Edwin?
Hey, I just wanted to call out Sean. Like, bro, if you're putting money on players and doing prop bets, it's on you to do the research to see if they're injured or not injured. You can't just put money blindly on prop bets.
Edwin, that's exactly what I'm talking about. If you go to do the quick research and you see nobody listed on an injury report.
Oh, and then you know he's injured.
Yes, and then
yeah, so what do you do in that, what do you do in that case, Edwin? Like, you know he's injured, but then the Knicks are saying, or whoever, whatever team, we're not talking.
Or forget that I know. What if somebody comes in tonight and doesn't know that happened on Saturday, and all he does is trust the league's injury report, and he's not listed, right, and then he's hampered by a finger all day? That is shady business when the leagues are now partnered with gamblers.
Again, it's not shady. If you're going blindly, if you're going tonight and going to bet on something, it's on you to do
research. No, but you're not understanding.
But where do you get that research from, Edwin?
That's the research. The league has injury reports. That's the research.
Google?
I agree with Edwin. No, I'm complete. Yeah, you Google it and you read news articles and you see what Karl Anthony sounded after a game. We played a clip of Karl Anthony Towns being asked a question. We all can make our own determination. Trust me, there are people in the audience who probably said, oh, man, he broke his finger. There are people who are saying, nah, he's just giving a cliched answer. By the way, what is the answer? Like, if you were him, what would you have said?
I would have said, I'm playing.
So you kind of would have said what he said.
I would just
say, it is what it is, I'm playing.
I'm playing.
But you're not answering the question.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I believe that you answer the question you want to, not the one you're asked. I'm playing. Hey, you broke? Is your forearm broken? Because this happened to me. And is your forearm broken? I'm playing.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
And that's kind of what Kat did. Because
right. He
goes with the whole "it is what it is." When did that become such a popular phrase? By the way,
it is what it is.
Is what it is a thing while you were playing? It feels new.
Definitely.
Was it?
Yeah, it's old. It's really old.
You know when I first heard it? If I have to go back into the record books of "is what it is." The first time I think I ever heard it, believe it or not, this is going to be a random reference, was Brian McNamee in front of the United States Congress talking about Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit. And I think it was Andy who said it is what it is. One of them. Or maybe it was Roger. But it was like that whole trifecta of McNamee's giving Clemens HGH, who's giving Pettit HGH. And one of them kept saying, it is what it is. I'm like, it is what it is. Like, what the hell does that mean? And now it's such a common phrase. It's like, I should have a t-shirt that says, it is what it is.
Can I just defend myself one more time here with Edwin?
Why are you defending yourself? You're already wrong.
This goes back to 1949, by the way.
Is what it is?
Yeah, the earliest known written usage of it is what it is attributed to J.E. Lawrence in 1949.
Wow.
Nebraska State Journal.
Huh.
Used to describe the harshness and unyielding nature of life on the American frontier.
Crazy.
New land is harsh and vigorous and sturdy. It scorns evidence of weakness. There is nothing of shame or hypocrisy in it. It is what it is without an apology.
I like this rabbit hole. I found this rabbit hole very entertaining. Even though Sean is sitting there because he really wants to respond to Edwin.
So next time someone says it is what it is, say, are you J.E. Lawrence or something?
Come on, dude. This is definitive proof I'm right.
Are we talking about is what it is? Or
is
we
what it is, he's right. I'm
bet.
Just back because I feel like nobody's understanding what I'm talking about. This year,
yes.
Arthur Smith and the Falcons, or what was this, 2 years ago, 2023, were fined a combined $100,000. Why? Bijan Robinson was hurt. They didn't even disclose a probable tag. They just said, why'd we have to do that? We knew he was going to play, but only played 11 carries, and people lost thousands of dollars in combined bets on this.
No, I do remember that.
And the NFL said, you have to even list them as probable if there's even the slightest chance his workload's going to be in half. What if it 2 minutes in, his finger is swelling up today, and all these people have placed money? What happens then?
Yeah.
You didn't list it, and you're yelling at people to do their research. The research is the league's supposed to give you the research.
Yeah, but the research would tell you he's dealing with a finger issue, and this is possible, just like Jalen Brunson was dealing with an ankle.
So they just listed he's probable with a finger. It's not that hard to do. They're trying to get one by.
Since you mentioned football, how about Derek Carr retiring?
I know.
About that?
I mean, it's understandable given the situation with his shoulder. It feels like this is something that's going to forever be chronic and never going to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So why fight through it? He's made a good amount of money because
totally
he signed a big deal with the Raiders before they released him, a couple years before they released him. So, I mean, he's made enough money, played a long time. He's probably not in line to get healthy. And so
it's going to become a grind.
I thought of two things when Derek Carr announced his retirement. Number one, does this mean that the Giants would trade Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson to New Orleans? The answer is probably not, nor should they.
But they got all young kids.
No, I get you. They're going to need a veteran.
They definitely need a
veteran. No doubt. The second thing I thought about was the old Aaron Rodgers-Derek Carr debate. So before the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, there was certainly a lot of Jet fans and non-Jet fans who made the case that the Jets were better off acquiring Derek Carr because there'll be a longer runway with him because he's younger.
Right.
Derek Carr ended up announcing his retirement before Aaron Rodgers. If I could come back in a time machine and pop in a WFAN and just say, by the way, real quick point about this Rodgers-Carr thing, Carr will be out of the league before Rodgers. People would have me checked for, you know, something.
No, you're right, because you couldn't have predicted it. Derek Carr's only 35.
I know.
And so he felt like he had at least 5 or so years left.
I totally get it, though. I read the nature of the injury and how serious it is, and the recovery totally makes a lot of sense. Sean will have a Cinco de Fivo list. We'll find out from Sal Licata if the NL East is over.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.